नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी श्री सुक उवाच इति दानवा दैतेय इति दानवा दैतेय न विन्दानमृतं नृप न विन्दानमृतं नृप युक्ताः कर्माणि यतश्च युक्ताः कर्माणि यतश्च वासुदेवा परान्मुखा वासुदेवा परान्मुखा Translation by His Divine Grace, S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadev Goswami said, O King, the demons and daityas all engaged with full attention and effort in churning the ocean. But because they were not the devotee of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, they were not able to drink the nectar. So there is no purport for this verse. So please allow me to read the translation for the rest of the verses until we come to purport. O King, after the Supreme Personality of Godhead had brought to the completion of affairs, to the completion of the affairs of churning ocean and feeding the nectar to the demigods, who are His dear devotees, He left the presence of them all, and was carried by Garuda to His own abode. Seeing the victory of demigods, the demons became intolerant of their superior opulence. Thus, they began to march towards the demigods with raised weapons. Thereafter, being enlivened because of drinking the nectar, the demigods, who are always at the shelter of the lotus feet of Narayana, used their various weapons to counterattack the demons in a fighting spirit. O King, a fierce battle on the beach of the ocean of milk ensued between the demigods and the demons. The fighting was so terrible that simply hearing about it would make the hair of one's body stand on end. Both parties in that fighting were extremely angry at heart, and in enmity they beat one another with swords, arrows, and varieties of other weapons. Purport. There are always two kinds of men in this universe, not only on this planet, but also in higher planetary systems. All the kings dominating planets like the sun and moon also have enemies like Rahu. It is because of occasional attacks upon sun and moon by Rahu that eclipses take place. The fighting between the demons and demigods is perpetual. It cannot be stopped unless intelligent persons from both sides take to Krishna consciousness. Both parties in that fight were extremely angry at heart, and in an enmity they beat one another with the swords, arrows, and the varieties of other weapons. And the translation for this verse: O King, the demons and daityas all engaged with full attention and effort in churning the ocean, but because they were not devotees of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, they were not able to drink the nectar. Actually, I neither have any qualification nor do I have any realization. Just, obliging the orders of authorities, I just came to speak. So if I speak anything wrong, please do excuse me. So I need the blessings of all here. Everybody is more or less practically senior to me in everything. Thank you. So, the battle that this chapter is entitled, The Battle Between Demigods and Demons. Everybody in this world wants something different from Krishna. Honestly speaking, we want everything but Krishna. That's why the problem is there. So if we really do the introspection in the heart, kya milega? What will I get? Even in devotional circles, you know, that is the problem. Actually, I am talking to myself. Krishna Bulyaji Bhagavan Chakare. So when we forget Krishna, immediately that enjoying nature springs up. Earlier, before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was thinking, what is this reason for this enjoyment, that propensity to enjoy? But how nicely it is explained in our scriptures. When you forget Krishna, immediately what is coming? Bhogavanch. That is the root cause of suffering. That is the root cause of material existence. And we don't realize that. Those who realize that, they are very serious in pursuing their goal. What is the goal? Cleansing the heart and going back home, back to Godhead. Those people who do not realize that, they are caught up in the cycle of birth and death. They don't realize. Every lifetime, lifetime after lifetime, we have this we have these desires. I have so many stories to tell you actually. Day before yesterday, I just came yesterday. I happened to meet one person. Actually, I told the same thing yesterday night also. This person, he doesn't know, the family knew, of course I also know, he is leaving the body very soon. So for the first time in his life, he realized something wrong is happening. And the wrong is happening in such a way, he cannot even counteract. Means practically, the situation is, you know, going down and down and down. So I went to console him. I embraced him. He also very tightly embraced me and he cried profusely. I said, no, everything will be all right. You know, come to Mumbai and you come to our temple and stay with us. You know, he has so much, somebody is coming and speaking to him nice words. Like an anchor, he was trying to hold on to those words. But in the train I was thinking, in the night, so many times I spoke about this, transmigration, reincarnation, you are not the body, you are a spirit soul, where do you stand? I was questioning myself. What a serious predicament it is. What we think the body, this 200 bones, dust, they collapse and it disintegrates. And finally emerges into oblivion. Telling is very easy. Small pain we can't tolerate. Imagine you have to leave everything. The material suffering is there. This, you know, what is that? 40,000 scorpion bites. That is material. What about subtle? You have to leave your family members. You have to leave everything that is connected to this world. And you have to leave your own identity, what you think wrongly that you are, your body. When I just thought of it for a while in that moving train, a thin line of fear crept into my heart. We take things for granted. Then, small solace also. You know, taken shelter of Krishna. You know, don't know the perfection, but somehow continuing in this path nicely. By the mercy, causeless mercy of Guru and Krishna. So, unless the theory translates into practical realization, we are literally nowhere. Of course, the reprieve is there. We have definitely, Krishna is such a wonderful master. He never forgets little bit whatever we do, no doubt. But as long as we are in that deep attachment, suffering cannot be avoided. We cannot avoid suffering at all. Whether we are a devotee or a demon. But devotee is the one who knows this very well. So there is no suffering for a devotee anyway. But the demon means, again there are different degrees. To the extent we have these attachments. What is the basic difference? Devotee is fully convinced, understood. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am not this body but a spirit soul. And my stay in this world is very temporary. We don't go to toilet to enjoy. But the problem is, that's what we do. So, this world is full of reversals. Check honestly, carefully. We had so many reversals in our life, in our lives. But still, that holding on to the temporary things, it has become our second nature. That's why suffering. That is the reason of suffering, nothing else. You want to enjoy in this world? Don't enjoy, simple. Then you'll be happy anyway. I told a story on Sunday in a congregation program. If you want, I'll repeat the same story. You know, it conveys a lot of message. Because, you know, it is fresh in my mind. I just want to repeat the story. One family came to our temple in West Virginia 4 or 5 years ago. And I made a connection. You know, they are also South Indians. I spoke to them. So then, part of my services, I had to go to New York City. So I called this devotee and said, one devotee, I am coming to New York. So no, please come. I'll arrange a program for you. The thing I don't know was, this person, this family which I met, just... they are only next door neighbors to this devotee. So, this family, they just, you know, that time they just met me a month before, very excited to arrange the program and invite people. So, when I went there, in front of this devotee's house, this family, that Prabhuji was standing. Oh, are you here? Yes. You know, we kept it as a suspense. He was very excited. Then I said, how are you doing? Everything fine? I said, thank you very much for arranging everything. Actually, it was a very nice program in Long Island. So then, that family told me, it was very late night. So they said, please come to your house tomorrow. I said, Nirunan is 10 hours from here, very far, and I have to go back. No, please, 5 minutes. I said, 5 minutes I can come. So I went to their house and they asked me to, you know, ISKCON, the outsiders, they don't know much. They asked for my blessings. I said, I can't give blessings. I can only pray for you. So they told, they asked me something which I cannot tell. Then I said, thank you very much. I have to leave, and I left. 2-3 months later, I lost my voice and I became dumb practically. So one day, I got a phone call. I can't answer. I'm dumb. You know? So somebody lifted the receiver for me and they said, so and so Mataji from Long Island City. Then I told this Prabhu, tell her, I can't speak on the phone. Then when he told, she said, you don't need to talk. Just he told her, Prabhuji lost voice, he cannot speak. So the answer came, he doesn't need to speak, but just listen what she's telling. I said, all right, I'll listen. Because I can't speak. And this is what has happened. Mataji narrated, she explained to me. So in America, actually, this world means struggle for existence. You want to settle. Settle means what? You want nice arrangements, house, stable job, a nice family, and work for kids. For anybody. For a devotee means they do everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Non-devotee means you do everything for your pleasure. So this Prabhuji was looking for a green card desperately. Because if you get green card, you can settle in America. No need to come to India and see all these drainages and traffic jams. You can say salute to India. So the way devotees look for sunyayatam jagat sarvam. In America they look for sunyayatam jagat sarvam, green card virhename. So one fine morning it came. Arival, jump up in the air, dance. No need to see India. America means heaven comes first, then only America comes. No problems here. But he got the green card. Less than 10 days, he got a phone call from India. Father met with an accident, died on the spot, came back. He was very attached to his father. You know, usually we don't expect this sort of things. Topsy-turvy. You know, your dear father, you know, you can't even share with him that you got, there is some material success. Went home, performed the final rites. So such a situation of melancholy, he could not share his happy news. Came back, changed the job for higher salary, probably $20,000 more. That's what I remember. And he started losing weight abruptly. In 20 days, he lost 15 kgs. So naturally, you know, it is an alarm. So I remember December 1st, they started doing all the tests. 1, 2, 3, every day negative. December 22nd, casually they did the test. Positive. What is that? Esophagus cancer, advanced stage, he'll not live long. What is the value of what he hankered for? Zero. What they asked me to pray for, what is its value? Zero. No value. And she started crying, you know, so young, please. And why I called you? You know any doctors here? I said, I know one. And I told, just go and help, find a nice doctor. And I sent an email because I can't speak. So when I lost my voice, I did not tell Krishna, thank you very much, you have given me this voice for this many years, you don't need to give me at all. Did I say like that? No. Very attached to the body. So different degrees of attachment, which is a symptom of a not a devotee. So anyway, what happened? I can't speak, so a disconnection was there. 3-4 months later, slowly my voice started coming. So April, I had to go and see the doctor. So I went to this devotee who arranged the program 6 months ago. I went to his house. Srinivas, I already came to New Jersey. So without seeing Prem, I will not go back to New Vrindavan. He said, what are you talking? Said, what? It's more than 2 months since he left his body. Doctor said 6 months. No, he already died. So we take things for granted. And where is that personality? Answer is given in Bhagavad Gita. Number 8. Means what? Cycle of birth and death. Already transmigrated to another body. No, why number 8? Eternal. No beginning, no end. Isn't it? Infinity. It's eternal. So, demon means who has no faith on Krishna, I, me, mine, that's it. Devotee means Krishna, 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 that's it. To the extent we are on Krishna's side, we are devotees. To the extent we are this side, we are demons. Satya Yuga, demons were on different universes. Sorry, different planets. So you want to fight with a demon, you have to go to a different planet. Interplanetary fights. And you see, the technology advanced. Treta Yuga came, same planet, demons came. But different parts. Ram is in Ayodhya, Ravan is in Lanka. Not very far, you know. In Dwapara Yuga, technology further advanced. Technology means what? Not technology. You know, situation is going from bad to worse. So demon started living in the same vicinity. Krishna does not need to go so far. Dantavakra, you know, close by. Shishupal, actually relative also. But Kali Yuga, further advancement. Worst to worst. What is that? Demon and devotee in the same body. I said same family. No, same body. It is not same family, same body. When we think of Krishna, we are a devotee. Something else, we are a demon. Usually we have a feeling, demon means two canine teeth popped up outside, you know, black in color, no. Hiranyakasipu is very beautiful. Had he been present here today, he would have occupied the front lines of Forbes magazine. Serious. You know, this Fortune 500, this Forbes magazine, you know. So, but, if you read 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the qualities of demons and devotees are very much given. So Krishna is making clear the way swan separates milk from water. Krishna is telling, you have these qualities? Good, this side. You have these qualities? This side. The person, if you see a snake, the poison is only in the fangs. But a person who is envious, his whole body is full of poison. And people, when they use religion, a person who is envious can use religion for, to pursue his ends. That is a sad thing in this world. The oldest democracy in the world, 1104, London signed Magna Carta. We don't read 16th century Bhakti Tukaram, he went back to spiritual world with his own body. But we read what? Oldest democracy. 1104. What is this oldest democracy? Until 1950, women in London, they don't have voting right. How many of you know that? They call it oldest democracy, but the women don't have voting rights. Why? Women don't have soul. Women don't have soul. America also same. Until Lincoln came and abolished slavery. You know, it was given in one lecture. His Holiness Radhana Swami speaks. You can kill them, you can cheat them, you can rape them, you can do whatever you want to do. Because blacks don't have soul. Only whites have soul. Today, what are they telling? Animals don't have soul. You can eat. Whatever you want to eat, eat. How can you say, if they have soul, how can you eat? These are all written, not written outside. They are written, they were taught in churches. India also the same thing. Not that we are great. You know, in villages, one person goes like this. The so-called traditional higher caste, as soon as you see them, oh, I have become contaminated. You'll go and take bath again. Then somebody will come, we made pakodas. Is it? I'll eat. Are you have to do aarti? I'll take bath and go. Understood or not? You will eat whatever you want to eat. Then you have to do aarti, I'll take bath and go. But when a person goes, just by seeing him, you'll get contaminated. Where is it written in Bhagavad Gita? So the hearts are filled with... Actually, that's why dress does not make any difference. Birth doesn't make any difference. What makes difference is a heart. Titikshava, Karunika, Suhrada Sarvadehinam, Ajata Shatruva Santa, Sadhava Sadhubhushana. If we have these qualities, we are devotees. If we don't have, no matter where we stand, we are not very straight. So spirituality means thorough cleansing of the heart. If not, time is running out for everybody. So one day one student asked me this question. What is the tangible result of spirituality? What do you mean tangible result? No, you'll get mental peace. What is tangible result? He was asking me. I said, how do you want me to explain? I can speak for hours. So recently, you know, I went to South India, came back yesterday, I said, I saw one accident. Immediately both the bodies got down, they started slapping each other. You know, really? Might is right. And there is an agitation going on. This state should be separated. And everybody is agitating. For what? I want, you make this into 10 parts, you make into another 10 part, another 10 part. For what? Because you will become the chief minister. Serious. Nobody wants any development. I want a position and post. So, I was thinking, Tanaham Dishata Kroran. Krishna is talking in Bhagavad Gita. This type of people, what is he doing? I'll cast them into, you know, asuris eva yonishu, different bodies, demoniac bodies, again and again and again you have to take birth. Tanaham dishata kruram samsareshuna radama. Kshipam majasram ashubam asurisveva yonishu. So, Krishna is telling like that, time is running out, but we don't realize. We don't realize at all. So, Prabhupada is writing here, the quarrel is there everywhere. One day one person asked me, why Krishna has made the world like this? Hot and cold, day and night, good and bad. Why Krishna made like this? Even if you see a small atom, it has an electron and a proton. One has a positive charge, one has a negative charge. For what? Even if you are so simple, so wonderful, you don't want to harm anybody, somebody will come and hit you and go away. Serious. So what does this infer? It infers that this material world is a place of suffering. Don't stay here. So, antiproton. Scientists discovered in 30-40 years ago. Immediately Prabhupada responded. That is pure devotee. They said this antimatter, it doesn't have the properties of matter. Exactly. It means there is spiritual world which has got nothing to do with matter. That is spiritual world. If you go there, you will not have the problems of birth and death. So Prabhupada immediately wrote an article on that in Back to Godhead magazine. So material world means suffering. Even if you go like this, somebody will come and hit you straight. That is material world. So Prabhupada is telling what? No. Spiritual world is there. Antimatter is there in atom. Means it is there also. Actually, it has got a lot of response. So hesitation should be done not for material things, but for spiritual things. What is that? Tasya ravinda charanasya padaravinda kinjal kamishra tulasi makaranda vayu antargata swavivarena chakaratesham sankshobamakshara jusham apichitta tanva. These four kumaras, they were also agitated. For what? Not for some material things. Cancel the exams. Not like that. You know, students, what is their hesitation? We don't want to write exams. Not like that. Or some material thing. No, not like that. What is that? So they were actually liberated. They don't have any material contamination. They were actually going from planet to planet. By their good fortune, one day they were in the vicinity of Vaikuntha, outskirts. So then what happened? Tasya ravinda charanasya padaravinda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, on his lotus feet, Tulsi is there. And the air blew. So when that breeze enters into the nostrils of these four kumaras, Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu. Kinjalka means toenails. It is mixed up with the what is that? The fragrance Makaranda Vayu, the breeze. It is mixed up with the fragrance of Tulsi. As soon as it entered into the nostrils of these four kumaras, antargata swamivarena chakaratesham, immediately there was an agitation in the heart. What is that agitation? Sankshobham. They were a Brahman realized. Brahman realization means there is Brahmananda. But when they have tasted the aroma of the tulsi leaf, they were agitated. What? They were so much agitated, became ecstatic. Sankshobham akshara jusham. Akshara Brahman. Means they have rejected the Brahman realization as insignificant. Apichitta tanva. So that should be our attitude. It is not easy, very simple, very difficult. What is easy? Going down further and becoming degraded. So recently, I was in one place. 10 children of age 12, they were smoking very comfortably. If I stand there, they'll probably like this on my face also. They don't care, you know. I said, wow, India is progressing like anything. And I used to have relatives, you know, who are probably 30-year-old. Even if they smoke, when somebody senior would come, they would, out of fear, you know, they would throw it away. But these children of 12, you know, they were looking at me also. What do you want? I went for the address. And, you know, they were literally, you know, they were smoking in, you know, on my, they are throwing the smoke on my face like that. That is degradation. It is very easy. You know, as long as we don't have the drive to perfect ourselves, there is every possibility we degrade. It's not easy. Actually, we need a lot of determination actually. So, if the agitation is for material things, degradation. But if the agitation, no matter what, you know, my guru has put a lot, he has reposed a lot of faith on me. Devotees, they have a lot of faith on me. No matter what, I cannot cheat them. There is a demand. Chandrasekhar Maharaj once told in Vrindavan. What is that? You have options. Yesterday I was repeating this also. You want to struggle in Maya or you want to struggle for Krishna. Everywhere it is a struggle. But if you struggle in Maya, if you struggle for Krishna, future is very certain. If you struggle for Maya, future is very bleak, very dark. I don't see, at least for myself, what is time? 12 o'clock in the night. Wow, 4 hours. I can get up in the morning. I'll see Krishna dancing him on my tongue when I chant my 16 rounds. Anybody thinks like that? No. 12th round. Wow. I can see 16th round. I can see, what is that? Light at the end of the tunnel. 13th round. Arrival, closer. 14th round. Ecstasy. Not that you are seeing Krishna in the form of holy name. But because it is coming to an end. 16th round, Haribo. You know, tears are coming, cascading from our eyes. Prabhujika, you know, he already attained the perfection of life. You know, he is crying. Prabhu, why are you crying? You know, great, please tell me. No. I don't need to touch the bead bag until next 24 hours. Not that. We chant, it's a struggle. But why do we chant? Because Krishna is pleased with our struggle. That's it. Supposing, actually I heard this a couple of years ago, I'm just repeating the same thing. There is no mental problem, no physical problem, no emotional problem. Everything is very wonderful in our life. Then, you know, Sunday morning you get up and Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Very good. We get the result. But miserable, frustrated. You know, in the office there is a problem, colleague there is a problem, family there is a problem. And when you put your finger in the bead bag, it's not coming. Then even then Krishna, it is not coming, but I am chanting for your pleasure. I have a zero interest to chant because I am in the deep dark well of ignorance. Still, if we chant for his pleasure, that chanting, that day, and it was told, we make more progress. Why? We are conveying a message. Look, you know, despite the agitations of the mind and senses, I am trying to be yours. Tadvag visargo janataga viplava. That viplava should come where? Asmin pratishlokam abaddha vatyapi. Namani anantasya ishangitaniyata. So, this verse is talking about Srimad Bhagavatam. Even if they are composed, I know, in not a proper manner, because this book contains the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shrinvanti gayanti vihyanti sadhava. So, when sung inappropriately, still, it creates an agitation, revolution in the heart. What is that revolution for? Towards the lotus feet of Krishna. So what is that we have to cultivate until such time? You know, senses may be demanding something else. The mind may be demanding something else. And intelligence, contaminated intelligence may be demanding something else. False ego, I don't need to explain anyway. But what we have to do? Staying in the association of devotees and somehow or other continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Enough is enough. You know, I have remained as a demon for so long. Still these bad things are there. Year has changed. What is a happy new year, you know? Happy new year means we have one day gone. We are one day, 1 year closer to death. That's it. Actually, I woke up around 3:30, 4 o'clock. These people, you know, very unsteady. And they, I just came out. And they were telling, you know, so much love, you know. Probably when you are fully intoxicated, you'll have that love, I think. You know, I was thinking, when will I have that love for Krishna, you know, being intoxicated by the holy name, you know. I've been here, you know. So they don't know. Where is that inauspiciousness? Even if it is really auspicious, you are starting the year with inauspiciousness, fully intoxicated and ignorant. You know, how can you expect the whole year to be auspicious? Krishna, Krishna. You know, even if it is written in your destiny that it will be auspicious, you are purposefully scratching it and making it inauspicious. So there is a lot of need for preaching actually. People are suffering in the deep dark well of ignorance and a little bit preaching because it pleases Prabhupada and Guru and Krishna actually. So preaching is actually part of our purification. So again and again we keep on telling, we don't know what is that, we are purifying ourselves. At least we are that particular stipulated time, we are away from the demoniac mentality. If not, you know, if we'll remain idle, mind is the worst enemy. How many of us want to sleep with a snake? Oh, a nice snake from Africa. You want to sleep? Yeah, give me. Nobody wants to sleep with a snake. But uncontrolled mind is worse than a snake. You know, I'm finishing with the last sentence. What is that? Mind nature is whatever we don't have. It shows that and makes us suffer. Prabhu, yes, you don't have this. I know. Mind tells us, listen, hey, Haribol, come. What is that? Mind. What? You don't have this. You don't have this. You have 99 things in the world. But one thing you don't have, mind shows that and makes you suffer. You will tell the mind, I know. Don't tell. All right. After 5 minutes, Prabhu. And you will tell mind, what? You don't have this. And it makes you miserable. How many of you have the experience? I am raising my hand actually. So, best thing is, the worst thing that we can do to our mind is ignore. Is it easy to ignore? No. Devotile, you know, our propensity is in the service of Krishna. Keep ourselves busy and do everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Then there is no time for the mind to petition to us, Prabhu, you don't have this, you don't have that. And if we cultivate that, at least next year will be better and better and better. So one day, if we keep on with the struggle, one day we'll be able to see the lotus feet of that Shyam Sundar Krishna. Thank you very much. Please do excuse me if I have spoken anything wrong. As your humble servant, someone has to give the class. But you know, I'm sorry, you know, instead of a pure devotee, you know, I had to. But anyway, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna.